Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Former diplomat, professor, author, Peter L. Scott is our guest. Also, Kevin Ryan, kind enough to come on today to give us his take on the review, suspension right now, of Professor Stephen Jones at BYU University. Coming up in the rest of this hour, we're going to have open phones. Bob Dacey's going to be in studio with us. He'll be sitting in on Monday and Tuesday when I'm in New York. Bin Laden tape betrays phony hijacker contradiction. Target is U.S. audience, as was fake al-Zarqawi propaganda campaign to reinforce 9/11 myth as fifth anniversary nears. We'll be covering that. In closing, with Peter Dale Scott and, of course, Kevin Ryan of Underwriting Laboratories, fired for going public and asking questions, I agree with you. I think the worm has turned. I think these people are like cornered rats now. I think they overreach with 9/11. What do you think they may try, Kevin Ryan or Peter Dale Scott, to try to save themselves?
Well, certainly one possibility is an invasion of Iran so that people forget about Iraq and think about something different. You know, in the short term, people rally around the flag when there's an invasion. I'm not certain that's going to happen. As I say, I think that there are forces that have built up in Washington against it. But that is one of the things that traditionally a government in this situation will turn to.
Kevin Ryan?
Well, I don't know what they're going to do next, those people who are trying to prop up this false story and this war on terrorism. But I think that whatever it is, when it happens, all of us are going to need to be ready to stop and think and say, you know, we're going to go along with whatever it is they have in mind next, because I think that there's not much chance of turning back once another large terrorist event occurs.
We have to instantly hit the streets like they did in Madrid, Spain, with that false flag event, instantly, and point the finger at the main perpetrators who've done it in the past, point the finger at the people that have the motive. We have to instantly call into all talk radio. We have to go completely ape if they stage another terror attack. I do hope Professor Stephen Jones survives this at his university. We all need to call and support him. Gentlemen, in closing, any other ideas of ways to help Professor Stephen Jones?
Well, I don't have anything at the moment. How about you, Dr. Scott?
Well, there is something called the AAUP, the American Association of University Professors. I think that's a national organization. They should be mobilized in support of Stephen Jones, which, ironically, see, will force them, in a sense, to take a position on 9/11, because at least on the right to be able to speak and write about 9/11.
Yeah, I would say the only thing I would say is we can't have science become, you know, this matter of popularity like it is with popular mechanics. You know, the only journal so far, not even a legitimate journal, has come out to take one stand or the other. And we can't have political influence, you know.
Yeah, are they going to start locking people up for saying the Earth isn't the center of the universe?
Yeah, you're thinking the wrong way, so now your job is at risk. That makes no sense at all.
Absolutely. Well,
it's not what you associate with America in the past. You know, if we go into this a new era here, like a new dark ages where you're not allowed to think, it's the end of everything.
Well, have you heard Bush associating how the terrorists are into conspiracy theorists and the liquid bombers watch conspiracy 9/11 videos? I mean, come on, this is getting Bush's don't tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories. It's getting pretty obvious.
Yeah. They have an outrageous conspiracy theory themselves as to what happened.
They do. Gentlemen, Peter Dale Scott and Kevin Ryan, both of you, I want to thank you for joining us. And Mr. Ryan, I'd like to get you up in the near future for a full hour if we can. I'm honored that you joined us, both of you. Kevin, are there any websites you'd like to give out? Peter's giving out his.
Yeah, the Journal of 9/11 Studies, which is www.journalof911studies.com. is the website that Stephen Jones and I edit, co-edit. It's a scientific journal devoted to 9/11 study. So
okay.
That's a good one.
Okay, thank you. You gentlemen have a great weekend, and God bless.
Thank you, Alex.
Take care. We'll be back with Bob Dacey, a ton of news, your phone calls, and a lot more.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The 9/11 anniversary is coming up, the 5th anniversary in New York City, Monday. I'm going to be there calling in live for the report. About 10 minutes into the broadcast, and the man that's going to be riding shotgun with me is Bob Daisy. He's sitting here across from me right now. We haven't opened the phones up yet today because, well, we've had so much news to cover. But I want to give you that number now so you can join us on air. It's 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Later in this hour, at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to get into, well, the new video released of Bin Laden, and he's going to get us our headline, great analysis by Paul Watson. Bin Laden tape betrays phony hijacker contradiction. Target is U.S. home audience, as with fake al-Zawahiri propaganda campaign to reinforce 9/11 myth as 5th anniversary nears. They're pulling out all the stops. A new tape showing Osama bin Laden meeting with September 11th hijackers days before the attack has served to boost the Bush administration's war on terror agenda as a 5th anniversary of 9/11 nears. I mean, how staged is this? They've already released all these other fake videos. Then they release real pre-9/11 videos of bin Laden, but re-edited, always saying they're new. Then it comes out in the back of the paper they're staged. Do you understand we've proven this? How obvious is it? Days before they invaded Iraq, the Secretary of State, Colin Powell, is testifying before Congress. He says, well, there's a new tape on Al Jazeera where bin Laden says he works with Saddam, which is the opposite of what was really happening. And everybody ran out of the room and said, there's no, that's not on TV. He said, oh, it'll be on in a few hours. They even get their time zones screwed up when they testify, when they stage all this. So again, yet one of the hijackers who appears in the tape is reported elsewhere is still alive and completely unconnected to the terror plot. So now we even see the supposed CIA assets that the FBI was ordered to back off of and that were trained at U.S. military bases and at U.S. military facilities on both coasts. And the embassy heads were ordered to let them into the country. Oh, but now there's a tape of them with bin Laden. Kind of like, I guess they have videotapes of Steve McQueen selling the new retro Mustang. Of course, he's been dead since 81, but hey, you know, Forrest Gump shaking hands with Kennedy. It's all real, folks. While you've all seen The Running Man, you all know Mad Dog Ben Richards really did attack the food riot in progress. The tape reports to show bin Laden meeting with alleged 9/11 hijackers, Wali al-Shaari, if I pronounced that right, and Hamas al-Hamadi days before the attack in Afghanistan. Oh, but then they just get over here to the U.S. and carry it all out. It's ridiculous. After reports emerged that some of the named hijackers were still alive, the FBI quickly changed its story to claim that some of the hijackers had stolen the identities of other individuals, innocent people who saw their photographs amongst the 19 terrorists, complained to their embassies, yet the same mugshots still are being used to this day, and the FBI has made no effort to reverse the list. And we'll talk more about this later after we take some calls at 800-259-9231. Bob Daisy, first off, on short notice, I appreciate you agreeing to come in and host the show.
Alex, I don't really have much choice. You know, you asked me to do it, and I've never hosted a radio show before, but, you know, it's kind of like you take the kid down to the pond and you throw him in and say, hey, buddy, sink or swim. And it's not like practice. It's the pond is deep, and I'm going to do it, buddy, because I don't have any choice.
Well, Bob, you've been in studio many times, going back, what, 8 years?
Yeah, I've been at this for about 8 years.
But you've been just sitting in with me on the radio for 8 years, so you have done this before. And you just won't be in the little, you know, into the pool anymore.
Well,
you're being a deep end.
I got to push a couple of buttons or something, you know. And once I get in the pool, once the water's fine, I'll be great.
But it's just like a space capsule. They run it all up in Minnesota. Just a few little bells and whistles over here. But listen, also you've been hosting your own TV show for what, seven years?
7 years. 7 years. The Simple Truth in Austin, Texas. Yeah.
So live TV is a lot scarier than live radio.
Oh no, the TV camera is much less frightening than this microphone.
Now, you are talking to 2 million people conservatively over three hours.
Go ahead and make me nervous, Alex. Go ahead. That's all right. 2,000 versus 2 million. Okay, I can do the math. Yeah.
No, you're doing it. You're going to do a great job, Bob.
I'm sure I will. I enlisted in this info war, and all the generals are going to be up in New York, and the private's going to come in here and do his thing, and that's just the way it's going to be.
You're not a private.
Oh, maybe a lieutenant then, or whatever. I'm going to tell you something. I'm looking forward to this. You know, when you first asked me, I thought, oh, you've got to be kidding. And then as I started to think about it, because I'm kind of slow on the uptake, I thought, wait, Alex Jones has given me the opportunity to sit in here for 6 hours and talk. How could I turn that down?
Well, you're really nice to do it, Bob. I wanted to have Jack Blood do it, but, you know, Jack's going to be up there with us in New York. But I think you're going to do it. Listen, you're good on the radio.
Yeah, well, I'm good on television. I don't know about radio. We're going to find out, aren't we?
We are going to find out. And you're going to be covering 9/11 exclusively on Monday and any other breaking news. Then on Tuesday, you're going to be spending some time in the North American Union.
Yeah, that's my other favorite subject, the North American Union. Well, going after the UN is one of my favorite subjects, too. But we're going to go after the North American Union.
It's all the same thing.
It's all the same thing. It's just like two sides of the same ugly sow. I mean, what's the difference?
All right. Now, again, we're going to go to callers after we go to break. We're going to come back and get into that. But all the things that are happening, the 9/11 truth movement exploding, people really starting to wake up, what do you see the neocons doing to try to pull a rabbit out of a hat?
You know, Alex, apparently they're stuck on repeat like an old phonograph record. They keep doing the same thing. You know, every time something goes wrong, they dig out Osama. Every time they get in trouble, something happens to they want to boost their opinion ratings in the polls. I mean, it worries me because I was at the barbecue place just before I came over here eating, and I'm watching television, and I think it was NBC. It's a constant stream of fear. Constant stream of fear. Every time you turn on mainstream TV, they're trying to scare the ever-living out of you about September 11th, and they're going to get us again. And that does tend to make me a little nervous. Not that the Osama bin Laden is going to get us, but somebody else is going
to
get us.
Well, I promised to do this in the first hour, and I got sidetracked when they walked in at the 20-minute break, and told me that Professor Stephen Jones was in the newspaper, had been put on leave pending an investigation of what he's been claiming about bombs in the buildings. And I said I'd get into this report about this Israeli agent being the comptroller of the Pentagon when trillions came up missing. And this guy's also tied it intimately into 9/11, so we will cover this too before the hour ends.
And who's the comptroller, Dov Zakheim?
Yeah.
I believe wasn't he on the 9/11 commission? I think he was.
Well, he was involved in advising, and he was also involved with the company that does remote control aircraft. But it's a long report by Jerry Mazza. We're going to be going over this, but this is out of control. I mean, listen, folks, and you know this. I'm nothing against Israel, but all these governments are corrupt. But when you've got someone whose father was one of the founders of Mossad, being the head of Homeland Security, a dual citizen like Benjamin Chertoff, and you got Doug Zakheim, a rabbi who's an Israeli citizen, running the Pentagon, and trillions are missing, and we're not supposed to ask questions about it. And folks, the AP admits the trillions are missing. The trillions are missing, but we're not supposed to talk about it.
I guess we're going to find out what tenure really means, huh? I mean, Stephen Jones, Professor Jones, has come out with some really solid scientific evidence. This thermate product, which is apparently has a United States government patent on it.
Yeah, they're real upset about it.
I mean, why in the world would someone who's discussing this, trying to bring this to the forefront, be attacked academically for doing scholarly work? Obviously, it's just part of the attempt to shut him up. And why do they want to shut him up? I mean, you know, hey, what's the matter with the truth? What is the matter with the truth? The guy's trying to say, hey, we have thermite residue here on World Trade Center columns. Hey, 9-1-1 Commission, how come you didn't want to look into that? I mean, and again, the 9-1-1 Commission itself, a pack of liars, an absolute pack of liars. I call them the see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil monkeys.
Well, they first tried to
anything.
Well, they first tried to have Kissinger be the quote independent head. Remember, Bush appointed this.
And he doesn't have the right kind of accent.
And the media, exactly, resent that. But the media had the nerve to continue to call it independent. What do you see these cornered rats, the neocons, doing, Bob?
I really don't want to say, Alex, because I'm afraid that they might pull something again, because that's what they do every time they get back in a corner. I know you've made your prediction about what may happen here sometime before October or during October.
But just like the first prediction in 2001, 2 months before, I'm saying we can stop it.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that the more we talk about this, the more people wake up, the more information is spread, the more likely it is that they're going to think, well, maybe we won't get away with it this time, and maybe it'll backfire. And I certainly hope they think that and just back off, because unfortunately, when these people get mad or they get desperate, innocent people die, you know, and we just can't have that.
It's amazing. The whole thing with Iran, the neocons want to go in there. Do you think they're going to have the will to do it?
Well, you know, the deal with Iraq is they've got the whole country completely screwed up on purpose, you know. We don't have the military on the ground, foot soldiers on the ground ability to go into Iran that way. They're just probably going to bomb the place from the air all over the place and screw them up that way. But would they do that? Why not? I mean, you know.
Well, Israel's saying they're getting ready to.
Well, you know, the thing about Israel, I wonder about this nuclear thing. I believe very strongly that if Iran really had a nuclear program, which was capable of making weapons, which is a totally different class of program than a civilian program. If they really had it, the Israelis would admit it go bye-bye a long time ago.
Well, that's the thing. They admit that they're enriching at about 8%, which is used for reactors. It's 90-plus percent for bombs.
Well, the Israelis did it to the Iraqis back in the 80s. I mean, you know, the Iraqis had this
81,
and they went in there. And they didn't care what anybody said. They thought, okay, Saddam actually may be capable of making a nuclear weapon back in 81. So they just took him out. And since, whether you like the Israelis or not, just set that aside for a second, whether you like them or not, when it comes to what they consider to be their national security, they don't mess around. Because with them, it's not theoretical, whether you like them or not. If the powers that be in Israel really think that the Iranians are fixing to shoot a nuke at them, they're going to take it out. And that hasn't happened, has it?
No, they need to go into Iran for political purposes. We got a break. We'll come back. Take your calls. Ride your shotgun with us. This is Bob Dacey.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that there's a secret group that has been trying to destroy all ordered government, eliminate private property, abolish inheritance, rid the nation of patriotism and the family, abolish religion, and establish a world government? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Let's take some of your phone calls. Let's talk to Ron in Nevada. You're on the air worldwide, Ron. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, Alex, you're getting close to why the Twin Towers had to be condemned. They, there's a video they put out, Nightline. They did that way back in... right after 9/11, and the video shows the towers swaying back and forth so bad that it would knock not only the asbestos insulation off, but the integrity of the steel might be compromised.
And everything the New World Order does is a cost-benefit analysis. They pick somebody they control, like Silverstein, with a really serious past. He moves in a few months before, gets the full lease, gets $7-plus billion in insurance on a $200 million policy. People say, well, do they do it to get the money, or do they do it for Afghanistan? They do it for oil. They do it for weapon sales. They do things that are good for them all the way across the board. I do remember the Nightline special. I've seen clips of it on the web talking about how the buildings had the asbestos in them. But clearly, it wasn't the structural problem that caused them to fall. It was explosives. Just look at Building 7.
Well, I don't think it was explosives. I believe it was pancaking. That's why they used planes with extra jet fuel.
Really? Which one of those planes hit 7?
No, I'm not talking about 7.
Oh, really? What made 7 fall?
Well, no, that's part of the whole deal. No, would you have to go back to the Twin Towers and see why they
it was swaying too. Building 7, Underwriting Laboratories, who underwrote it, the steel before and after, said that the official story was impossible, but then they never released the report, sir. Okay, Underwriting Laboratories found pancaking could not have done it.
Well, pancaking is what, like a diesel engine, that's what caused the jet fuel to explode.
Excuse me? Pancaking is, they claim, floor after floor fell, causing such a confluence of weight that it split the buttresses and the building unzipped, and that's not what happened.
No, the pancaking would explode the jet fuel. They had to use extra jet fuel.
The pancaking would have exploded the jet fuel. Sir, they claim pancaking happened when the buildings collapsed, many minutes later. Bob, just jump in. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to know how the crazy Arabs in the cave in Afghanistan were able to supply extra jet fuel to the planes. I was wondering how they managed to do that.
Well, they didn't do that.
Well, who did?
Well, now you're getting to the point. Now, who's behind this? What did they do with the original passenger planes? Did they take the passengers out and put fuel in them? Jet fuel.
So you're doing the bubble plane theory? Is that what you think?
Well, I don't know about a bubble plane. It could be a military refueling transport. It could be a regular commercial transporting plane that has no windows.
Well, did you see the photographs of the wreckage of one of those planes with the windows on it in on top of one of the buildings near the World Trade Center? Or did they fake that?
Well, I did see. I do have video where they did that at the dump. They had just a small section of windows.
Sir, listen, I appreciate your call. Take care. Sean, where are you calling us from today?
Hi, Alex. I'm in Arizona, and you can look at the ST911.org, and there are several papers written there in answer to the NIST. I'm an engineer, and there's no amount of jet fuel that would have caused...
Yeah, let me explain this to people. Your engine would melt. Gasoline burns a lot hotter than kerosene. That's what jet fuel is. Jet fuel burns very, very cool. In fact, they use something similar to it in Hollywood stunts when they want to light somebody on fire. And if it's almost 1,000 degrees lower than what it takes to even start weakening the steel, I mean, if that was the case, the metal that you put your logs on, the steel bars, the grate, the cradle you put your logs on in your fireplace, those would melt. It's ridiculous.
Alex, I've got one better than that. For many years in my hardware store, I've sold kerosene heaters, and they burn kerosene very efficiently, and I haven't had one meltdown yet. Not a single one.
Also, too, Alex, the NIST did their own metallurgical analysis, and they found that none of the steel got above 250 degrees centigrade, which is about, reproducible in your kitchen oven.
But they did find sulfidation, which is the byproduct of thermite.
Absolutely, and the sulfidation has to take place at over 1,000 degrees.
Hey, what are they going to do when all their COINTELPRO fakes can't put out, who are putting out ridiculous 9/11 stories to make us all look stupid? The people are figuring that out. The people know the government's lying. What are they going to do, Sean, as science takes effect and people learn the truth?
You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that the NIST is lying on its face. I wrote an article about that. What they're going to have to do, and I don't think an invasion of Iran is going to fly with people.
Stay there. I'll let you briefly finish on the other side, and we'll talk to many others, and we'll get into several big news reports we haven't even hit yet.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today, and check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
I'm going to get on that big aeroplane and fly right into New York City, shy to the military-industrial complex mass murder. We're reporting live from Ground Zero on Monday and Tuesday. And Bob Dacey, riding shotgun with me right now, will be there. I'm going to take five more calls. I'm going to get into the Dov Zakheim story. But before I do that, I haven't really done a plug in the last 2.5 hours because we have just had so many guests and so much information on. If you believe in this broadcast, if you believe in what we're doing, then you need to get my documentary films. That means Road to Tyranny, Martial Law, Masters of Terror, my newest film, Terror Storm, my best work yet, exposing 9/11, the 7/7 bombings, the Iraq War, the police state, the brainwashing, the surveillance grid, the NSA. It is such an important film. By the way, Bob, I haven't asked you this yet. Have you seen Terror Storm yet?
Yes, sir, I have seen Terror Storm, and I have played sections of it on my TV show, The Simple Truth, here in Austin.
I'm just curious. I haven't asked you. We're doing this right now on air. What did you think of it? Do you think it's the best film or not the best film, or what do you think?
Well, you know, technically speaking, it is like somebody in Hollywood spent a couple of million bucks on it. I mean, you've got it down pat. I mean, when you were a little kid, you know, when I first met you, your editing wasn't so good, you know, and you didn't have the expertise that you've got right now. And every time you've made one, it's gotten better and better and better and better. And it is the best work you've done. I mean, it is, it's as good as it gets. I don't know how.
What do you think about it stacked up against the other 9/11 films?
My favorite of all your films was 9/11, The Road to Tyranny.
Oh, it's a good film.
That has always been my favorite, and I don't really know why. I guess it's because I was embarrassed for you on July the 25th, 2001. I was watching your TV show when you predicted September 11th, and I was sitting there going, come on, Alex, you're really sticking your neck out on this one, buddy. And then exactly what you predicted happened, and I thought, okay, this guy knows a lot more than even I thought he knew. And so when you came out with 9/11 Road to Tyranny, to me it was like, yeah, let's go get him, boy. Come on, let's get him. And you really stepped up to the plate on that one. I mean,
well, thank you.
Everything technically, everything, it was slick, and it was much more professional than anything you'd ever done. But Terror Storm tops it.
Well, I just want people to get Terror Storm and make copies of it. In fact, you've got your hardware store / bookstore / gun store in North Austin at Spicewood Springs Road 183. Folks can pop in there and get it, or they can go to Brave New Books downtown and get Terror Storm. And all over the country, I know the Kansas City radio station, KCXL, that carries this broadcast, carries my film, so get in there and get it. But once you get it, make copies. Get them out to everyone. It is so important because this is bringing them down right now. They're more dangerous than ever. Please get Terror Storm. Please make copies of it, available by calling 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can write us a check or money order or Federal Reserve notes, that's dollars, to 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And I never really ask for donations. I tell you to support us by getting the films. But I have spent a lot of money making Terror Storm. I am taking 3 people to New York with myself. A lot's happening. And frankly, I was looking at the bank account yesterday. We do need your support right now. A lot of unforeseen expenses, a lot of things. We tried to upgrade the websites and the server sizes and hire more people. And I do need funds right now, folks. We did put the film out for free on Google Video. It's not super high quality, but you know, it gets the word out. We're here just trying to put it out for free, but it'd be nice if you would, you know, if you want to support us, call up and buy 5 or 6 of our videos, or if you can afford it, 100 of them, and give them to people or sell them at your store or whatever. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or order via Infowars.com. Bob Dacey, let's go back to the phone calls. The last caller, Sean, wanted to talk about what he thinks the neocons will pull. Sean, go ahead.
Hi there. I think because they're so desperate, they have to pull off another fake terrorist attack that comes in from left field somewhere, maybe North Korea or something like that. I think you're absolutely right in warning the American people that this administration is desperate.
They are desperate. And again, if we scream bloody murder, they may not carry out the big attack or the military provocation, and people will misinterpret my prediction and say, oh, look, he was wrong, finally. Look, I want to be wrong. Of course, I'm not going to be wrong. If we get the word out, we stop them. I know they're going to pull it if we don't. And we've gotten more attention than I thought we would. I think we have a chance of stopping them. But I don't even want to say that because it sounds like I'm hedging my bet. It also sounds like, you know, hey, things aren't that bad, so stop warning people. Do you see my point, Bob?
You know, one of the points that I like to make in regard to that is people are always telling you what a great job you're doing, and people are in a local level here in Austin always tell me what a great job I'm doing. And the thing I'd like to ask everybody that's listening right now is, what are you doing? You know, do you listen to this show, hang up and go about your business and call one of your friends and say, hey, boy, Alex was really, really on today? Or do you do something? Do you actually take action? Do you make phone calls? Do you call congressmen?
A lot of our listeners do, but some people out there don't because they don't believe we can affect change. Folks, we don't have a choice. Stuff's going to get really bad if we don't beat these people.
Yeah, but I'm saying, I'm asking your listeners out there, be proactive. Don't just pat Alex on the back and say, boy, you're doing a great job, keep it up. We need what an organization I'm a member of calls rowers at the oars. We need people that are active doing things. And, you know, Alex has a whole laundry list of things you can do. And, you know, one of my favorite things is to call people, wake people up, give them Alex Jones videos. You know,
or other good videos.
Anybody's videos. In my opinion, one of the best places to learn about any of this stuff is go to jbs.org. That's the John Birch Society's main website, which has been totally and completely revamped, all brand new. Got new management in there.
Yeah, they've kicked out the bad guys. They're
yeah,
back.
They kicked out the guys that were they were holding them down, and they are back and they are up and running. And if you go to JBS,
yeah, McManus even said that Building 7 looks bad and it could be an inside job.
Yeah, that's John McManus right here on the Alex Jones Show a few months ago said they were going to be looking into Building 7.
And he talked about how they've been infiltrated. People had noticed that, but they've done a lot of good work, and a lot of the foundation we have now is because of the John Birch Society and its great members. Who's up next? Here, Daniel in Florida, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Okay, I want to make this short. You're running out of time. Remember back when they were talking about doing a drill of exploding a nuke somewhere in South America, like a Navy drill?
They do those drills all the time. They did it off North Carolina, Hawaii.
Yeah. Well, a couple years ago, a year and a half or so, like, just after that happened, it got called off saying that there was a leak or something, and they were all pissed that that happened. Dick Cheney came on TV briefly, and some people with me, we just walked in the door, and the TV was on, and Dick Cheney was on there saying, to all you trying to find out the truth of what really happened on 9/11, if you don't back off, you will be hit with a nuclear strike. And then he just cut off and went back.
No. Yeah, you're getting the
show
wrong.
You know what I'm talking about?
No, he was on Meet the Press. And he said that if you keep frustrating us with the 9/11 investigation, it's going to cause us to divert our energies, and then we're going to be hit by a nuke, which basically was an open threat, but it wasn't quite stated that way, Bob.
Yeah, again, you're talking about taking a factual situation and tweaking it a little bit and making it not factual, and then people hear that, and they think you're just not playing with a full deck. You've got to keep your facts straight. There's so much conspiracy stuff out there which is not provable, that's out there in left field, that you've got to get your facts straight when you're talking about this stuff, because that you're saying a direct threat from Cheney, it was a gigantic veiled threat, and there's a big difference.
Yeah, and then somehow it got mixed into nuke drills, which they might have, I guess, on the news before that, what you saw, because they did re-air his clip all over the news, so I could see how it would be confusing. It's in the Houston Chronicle. They're building FEMA camps for illegal aliens and bad citizens. But then everybody I always hear who talks about concentration camps never wants to talk about facts or army manuals. It's always my cousin saw a railway car.
And one of the things that Alex is famous for, and I admire him so much for, is he stays away from all the stuff that's really not concrete. He stays away from stuff he can't prove, because there's a lot of stuff out there which is garbage. And
but people still can't believe it when I get on air and go, look, Google's going to use the microphones in your computers to listen to you.
And that's exactly why you should be listening to Alex Jones, because he stays away from all the weird stuff. And when he tells you something weird, you better believe it. Even though, after all these years, Alex, still, when you come up with something I haven't checked out, I say, okay, I got to check this out, because just in case Alex is wrong, I'm not going to go with this until I verify it. But the problem is, every time I check it out, you're telling the truth.
It's usually worse. A lot of times I will not get the full scope of how actually bad it is. In fact, I get accused of exaggerating. I guess it's because I yell and scream sometimes, but the yelling and screaming is because I lose control. I mean, we should be a little bit upset about this. But thank you for the call, sir, in Florida. That is an interesting point that you raised. Let's go ahead and talk to Dylan in Texas. Dylan, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I gave my name as Jim Dillon, but he's using Dylan, and that's okay.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine with me. You know what? I think Bob will do fine also, even though he's got some shoes to fill. I think he'll do well.
Jim, I'm not going to be filling any shoes here. I'm just going to be right.
He's going to be filling this. He's going to be filling this seat, doing a great job Monday and Tuesday.
That's right. Well, all he has to do is tell the simple truth, which is, happens to be the name of his TV show anyway, so he's got good practice at that. But I wish you luck up there in New York, Alex, and we'll be listening to Bob and checking it out. I'd like to know from your guest today who he's supporting, and not that he has to reveal that,
Who are you supporting for Texas governor? Are you supporting Jim Dillon? Thank you, Jim, for your daily call. I like Jim, but he only gets two calls a week, I've told him. Go ahead.
Are you asking me if I'm supporting you for governor, Jim?
I just think he wants to know who you're supporting for governor.
I haven't made up my mind yet. I'm studying the issues, and I'm trying to interview governor people, and I'm trying to figure out what I think, but So right now I'm going to have to kick
Rylander or Strayhorn is not trustworthy.
Well, are any of them trustworthy? Who knows? I don't
Kinky
know.
Friedman, we had him here in studio. That is a character.
Hey, you know what, Alex, I'll tell you what. You know what I would like to do? I would like to get Strayhorn on this show sometime and have and discuss her plans to destroy the Trans-Texas Corridor in detail. Not in sound bites, but in detail.
Yeah, we've asked her to, and she won't do it. She's as crooked as a barrel of snakes, folks. Let's go ahead and talk to Jason in Kansas City, and that's it for calls. I got some news I want to hit. Go ahead. You're on the air, Jason.
Howdy, Alex. How you doing today?
Good, good.
I just wanted to talk about two things here. Do you think that when the Iranian president comes to speak at the UN that the U.S., maybe like Black Ops, Secret Service, whatnot, try to pull anything with him? Do you think...
You know what? I mean, you just heard a former diplomat, expert on the New World Order, who's done so much incredible work, Peter Dale Scott, saying Iran may actually work for the New World Order, sir. That's how staged and how high up this is. See, we're saying Iran's evil, Israel's evil, Russia's evil, China's evil, the U.S. government's evil. Just like the Bible tells you, governments are going to be evil. A good government's very rare. And normally people get assassinated if they are good. And there's a lot of evidence that Iran is involved in all this and it's staged. Bob?
Well, you know, that is the one question that I've wondered about over the last several months as I watch the news media constantly tell us that the Iranians are going to nuke us tomorrow if we don't nuke them first. You know, it's in the Bible. It says do unto others before they do unto you.
Yes.
What I do wonder about is why this Ahmadinejad continues to make these pronouncements, which are actually benefiting the people that want to attack him.
Well, but it's admitted that it was the Ayatollah Khomeini people that the CIA used to overthrow Mohammad Mossadegh, who wasn't a Muslim extremist, in 1953, and staged terror attacks to do it. Then they flew in the Ayatollah Khomeini when the regime had, quote, fallen of the Shah, to then get control of the Islamic Revolution. Then they used him to, you know, buy arms and weapons and deals to keep the prisoners and blame it on Carter. We know then they were used to attack the Serbs and go in and get the Serbs. I mean, I'm really starting. I think it's staged.
Well, unfortunately, if it's staged or not staged, if they attack the Iranians, you're going to have untold thousands of people getting killed who don't deserve it.
But the average American out there who just sucks their thumb and worships George Bush or Bill Clinton, they don't care about that. They're going to care about their gas prices being $6 a gallon.
That's true.
And then that means your food will double in prices.
Everything is based on the price of oil. Everything.
Yeah, the plastic cups you buy, just everything. I mean, if and conservatively, when they attack for 5 to 6 months, it will go. Just if it's an aerial bombardment, the price of fuel will go up to an unbelievable $6 a gallon of gas. We're talking about $150, $200 a barrel oil.
But don't worry, when it's all over, they will have used your taxpayer money to bomb the snot out of Iran, and then once it's all broken up and busted up and they install a new government, they'll use your taxpayer money to fix what they broke with your taxpayer money, and the bankers will get richer.
The good old bankers, who, by the way, they control the neocons. The neocons are their throwaway gun, basically. Throwaway gun, you know, crooks and corrupt police carry them. It's an untraceable gun. It's something they can do a job with and then not get caught. I tell you, Jerry Maz has done a great report over at Online Journal. We've got links to it on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com right now. Following Zach Heim and Pentagon Trillions, I want to read part of this and get your take on it when we get back, Bob Dacey. Think of this as part two of a previous article that he wrote for Online Journal about Dov Zakheim, former Bush appointee, as Pentagon comptroller from May 4, 2001 to March 10, 2004. At that time, he was unable to explain the disappearance of over $1 trillion. Actually, there were 3 years earlier, Donald Rumsfeld announced on September 10, 2001, that an audit discovered $2.3 trillion was also missing from the Pentagon books. By the way, if you disagree with this, just type in trillions missing from Pentagon, you'll get AP going back to 5 days before 9/11. Now, we know they had it in the works, but they sprung it early, the evidence shows, to kind of smokescreen that. I mean, folks, trillions is missing. Okay, this is official. Trillions. The story, as I mentioned, was buried under 911 rubble. The two sums disappeared on Zakheim's watch. Yet on May 6, 2004, Zakheim took a lucrative position at Booz Allen Hamilton, one of the most prestigious strategy consulting firms in the world. One of its clients then was Blessed Relief, a charity said to be a front for Osama bin Laden. Again, it's all CIA, folks. Booz Allen and Hamilton then also worked closely with DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, which is the research arm of the Department of Defense, so the dark card was shifted to yet another part of the deck. Judicial Inc.'s bio of Dobb tells us that Zakheim is a dual Israeli-American citizen and an ordained rabbi and had been tracking the halls of U.S. government for 25 years, casting defense policy and influence on President Reagan, Clinton, Bush, and Bush Sr. He is, as I described him earlier, and it goes on, a bionic Zionist. And this guy's not even a double agent. I mean, he's just open Israeli agent. Trillions missing, and I guess we're not allowed to talk about it because it's connected to Israel. So there goes trillions. I mean, just more than a whole year's federal budget is gone, and we're not allowed to discuss it and just hail the government, and asbestos is good for the firefighters at Ground Zero.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711, 805-595-2711.
Pray for us while we're in New York. Pray that God open the eyes of the American people in 9/11, which is happening. I think our prayers and actions are having an effect. And I hope to see a lot of you there in New York. There will be demonstrations in Austin, Texas, and all over the country. Be sure and get out to those and find out if those are going on in your area. 9/11 Truth sites have a complete list of that, and I'm told we're getting that up on Infowars.com for you as well. Bob Dacey, the trillions missing from the Pentagon, I've aired congressional reports, testimony where Rumsfeld says, we don't know where it is, we're not going to tell you, and then every year it's brought back up to them, and they'll never discuss it. Any member of Congress that brings it up, they then target in their reelection campaign and overthrow them. This is pretty serious.
Yeah, when Cynthia McKinney asked Rumsfeld that question a while back, they got rid of her real quick after that, didn't they? I mean, you know, come on, trillions of dollars, and what are our taxes every year? You know, trillions of dollars, is that about how many taxpayers? I mean, how much is this hitting you in your pocketbook? And nobody seems to care. I think people are kind of financially retarded. Once you get past millions, they can't figure it out anyway. But we've gone past millions into billions into trillions, and nobody can grasp it. They can't grasp the amount of money. And I don't know why they're getting away with it. I mean, that's if someone came into your house and just took all your stuff and left, I think you'd be a little irritated. But what's going on here at our house up in Washington, D.C.?
Well, that's the thing. People will get violently mad if a clerk gives them back a dollar less change, or if their neighbor's dog does something in their yard, they'll get mad. But the government's just looting and stealing. We're being totally taken. This is why they want world government. These international corporations aren't just setting up world government. They're removing national authority and liberties and freedoms from the people. You understand? The new institutions are abolishing liberty.
Yeah, I do not understand how it can possibly be that people don't understand the financial. I mean, trillions of dollars, nobody cares. I mean, think about it. You've done this stuff on the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report with all the money that they've got coming out their ears that they don't want us to know about, and yet they tax us more and more and more because everybody knows that the solution to our problems is to raise our taxes. That's the only solution that there ever is. When are the people going to wake up and realize, hey, you've got a pickpocket in your back pocket, in your front pocket?
Oh, no, that pickpocket's keeping me safe from terrorists. And we go, but wait a minute, that terrorist is known as CIA, and it's clearly a fraud. Oh, shut up, I want to give my freedom up.
Yeah, and no one seems to want to talk about World Trade Center Building Number 7 and how it fell down all by itself. I think it must have fainted, Alex. I think that's what it was. No plane hit it, and I think it fainted.
That earlier caller was bringing up the official story of why Tower 1 and 2 fell, and I said, what about 7? It's just, they go, oh, let's move back to the towers.
Yeah, he was clueless. The poor guy was clueless. And that's a tough thing. You've got a bunch of clueless people out there that when you confront them with something that's hardcore solid, they change the subject. And I think,
well, it's like the North American Union. I mean, we've been telling people for decades about this. Now Bush has signed it. We're going into it. We're in it. Even Lou Dobbs says it's the end of the U.S., and these people still can't figure it out.
Well, and again, I think most people, ABC, CBS, NBC, still hadn't talked about it. So, you know, they're doing the old feed them the garbage and keep them in the dark scenario as far as most Americans are concerned. I mean, CNN, Lou Dobbs is about the only one. Jerome Corsi is the only writer that's doing anything about it. Of course, we're doing something about it here locally, and you're doing something about it. But in terms of mainstream, there's not that much activity on the North American Union.
Unfortunately, that's why we've got to force it out there and make it a major issue, as we've done with 9/11. Let them deny it all day. The people will then find out the truth, that we told them the truth, and they'll get even more angry. And people are listening more than ever, but it's always amazing to see these dumbbells. Bob, folks can tune in and hear you sitting in for me on Monday and Tuesday. I'll be in New York calling with live reports each day as things develop. The big demonstration will be going full tilt boogie on Monday when you start the show, and I'll be calling in then, and I appreciate you coming in and sitting in with us.
Hey, I got no choice, Alex. We're in a fight, and we got to win it.
All right. There goes Bob Dacey. You'll hear him on Monday. We'll continue to cover what's happening with Professor Stephen Jones being suspended there at his university. And a lot more. Be sure and watch the websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, over the weekend and on Monday and Tuesday. God bless you all.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.